It's the Fade 5 Podcast with Brad Evans and Nate Lundy.
Place your bets, you jack wagons! Brad, the big noise, Evans here, joined by the good sir, Nathaniel Lundy. Tis indeed another edition of the Fade 5 Podcast. And that's not dilly-dally. We got tickets in hand. Let's go ahead and hop aboard the Honk Honk Plus Bus on this hashtag Taco/Tequila Tuesday on the pod. Plus winner odds or greater. Mi amigo, what is your favorite wager on this Tuesday?
Well, I'm thinking, Brad, as the temperature's warm, it's time to go on the ice, right? Because you got to cool off. Perhaps you had 6, 7, maybe 11 drinks on ice over this Memorial Day weekend. And hopefully you tipped a glass and maybe took a hit from the bong in honor of the amazing Bill Walton.
Bill Walton.
One of my favorite sports personalities of
just
all
human
time.
Beings.
He's just an unbelievable man, and obviously one of the biggest reasons why Portland can say that they have at least one championship, in particular in the NBA, thanks to him. So hopefully you had a chance to be able to enjoy that, but let's get to the ice, shall we? My play for today on the Plus Bus, let's go to Sam Bennett of the Florida Panthers as we get ready to play game 4 of the Eastern Conference Finals on ice. Right now, the Rangers holding the lead in this one 2-1. I fully expect Florida to tie this one up. I'll have more on that when we get into bonus time. But I want to talk about Sam Bennett for a second because he had a point in each of the first two games of this series and then put up a goose egg in game 3. So I think he gets back onto the point side of things. And the fact that I can get that at a plus 130, I feel pretty good about. Number 5 on the team in the regular season in terms of points, and he actually would be a lot higher here in the postseason. He's got 6 points in 9 games, but the reason he's only got the 6 points in the 9 games, if you recall, he got hurt in the first round against Tampa. He had to miss about, I think it was 5 games that he missed before he finally came back. So he's back. He's feeling good. He's a part of the second power play unit for them. So you put all that together, plus 130 for him to hit the stat column, regardless of whether it's a goal or an assist. I like tonight in this contest. And like I said, I'll have a little bit more for you coming up in bonus time.
All right, let's go to Milwaukee as the Cubs and Brewers getting underway here. Game numero dos of the series. And the Cubs right now are rubbish! Rubbish! They are playing some lousy baseball. So as a result, I'm going to go with Ian Happ. And it's not going to be happenstance that he strikes out not once, but twice. It gets Freddie Peralta and the Brew Crew plus 135 juice there. Yeah, get seduced by that juice available at DraftKings Sportsbook. You look at Happ. 2-for-22 lifetime against Freddie Peralta with 11 strikeouts. So a guy that usually swings and a miss against Freddie P. He has gone over this prop 7 times in the month of May. So not really unforeseen for him to achieve this miserable feat. I look at Freddie Peralta, 11.65K per 9 at home, but it gets better against left-handed hitters. I know Happ is a switch hitter, but more likely he's going to be batting as a hook in this game. Freddie Peralta gets those LHHs at 12.27 K per 9 on the season. So Ian Happ got to sink to high heaven, which he's largely done for much of the season, though we had an incredible catch yesterday to keep the game alive. And the Cubs, of course, late blew it. But I like the over on 1.5 Ks against Milwaukee at a plus 135 there at DraftKings Sportsbook. With those bets on the board, let's get after it on this Tuesday edition with another Fade 5.
Number 5.
All right, numero cinco here on the podcast. Let's look to the diamond, and let's get a little two-leg action with a pair of hitters that are breathing fire right now. And all I need is a hit from each of them. Leg numero uno, give me Paul Goldschmidt. There is golden in the hills, certainly in a lot of hits as well. And then Aaron Judge, slam the gavel and get a hit as well. Minus 101. available there at DraftKings Sportsbook. So very close, even money. And that's why I am proudly and confidently investing in this. Look at Paul Goldschmidt sizzling at the dish. A guy that has been killing it here of late. He has got over this prop in 13 of his last 14 games. He's going against Andrew Abbott of the Big Red Machine. Abbott's been really good at home this season. 2.11 ERA, just a 30.6 hard hit rate overall on the year. But Goldschmidt's seen him a couple times and has won for two against him. And the other big key here is that Abbott is a guy that can give up some hits on occasion, especially to hitters of a certain variety, and that being Paul Goldschmidt. So I'm going to fire off on the fiery stick of Goldschmidt on that front end for him to get the hit. He does bat a little bit better against LHPs this season. And meanwhile, I look at Aaron Judge, numero uno on batters-box today in their ratings. He has got a hit in 13 of his last 14 games, and he's going against Griffin Canning of the Los Angeles Angels, a guy that he is 1-for-2 with a home run against in his career, and a guy, too, that I think is going to serve it up to Judge, because everybody is right now. In the month of May, Judge, Jury, and Executioner, 383 batting average, the 1,443 OPS. Canning on the season, 5.05 ERA, is exactly where his expected ERA is right now, and he's given up a 41.1%, so he's gotten battered and bruised at the dish and hard hit rate this year. So to recap, Paul Goldschmidt, holy Schmidt, he gets a hit, and Aaron Judge also gets a hit. Put those two legs together, -101 at DraftKings. Good sir. Pay to follow.
To back up what you're talking about with Goldschmidt, first of all, I like it with Judge. If they'll at least serve the ball to him and not walk him intentionally or otherwise, you're doing just fine. But let's talk about Goldschmidt here for a second. 3 weeks ago, dude's batting 190. 190. 3 weeks ago. Now he's batting 222. And I know that's not a sexy number, but when you can make your batting average move more than 30 points in 3 weeks, it tells you how you're hitting and the confidence that he's starting to feel at the plate. I know this because back in April, I used to use him, for like a hit prop, total base prop. And the dude just had his head buried in his ass. But now he's pulled it out. He's washed it off, little shampoo. He's feeling pretty good. Get it flowing at the plate. That's exactly what Goldschmidt has been doing. And, of course, a couple of them have been round trippers here of late. So great second leg and great way to be able to build something up that's basically even money.
Look, with a gray beard that Goldschmidt is sporting, just go with Just for Men for him if he's got to lather up in the shower. And Judge, too, get ahead, less cash.
Number four.
Numero Quattro here on the Fade 5 podcast. Let's go to the WNBA, which Lundy knows extraordinarily nothing about. But he does know who Caitlin Clark is. And I'm going to tailor yet again on the same bet that I featured the last time she was on the podcast, on the over on the same number, 12.5 assists and rebounds, taking on who? The LA Sparks. And it's a plus money, +108 there at FanDuel Sportsbook, and I think this is a handsome buy, to say the least. Look at LA. They've been outstanding in terms of rebounding the basketball. Opponents, they've logged just 34.4 per game. That's the third lowest in the W. However, the Sparks have given up the most assists per game to opponents at 21.6. Caitlin just faced his team back on May 24th. She had 18 combined, annihilated the over on 12.5 rebounds plus assists, and she has done this in four of her last six games. I know really the story is, she's not scoring with a whole lot of consistency. She's not shooting the ball particularly well, but we're not worried about that. We just want her dropping dimes, grabbing a few boards. She gets 13 combined. Again, we are cashing in at a +108 juice at FanDuel. So Lundy, the superstar rookie, fade or follow.
I told you. I said this the last time you featured her. There's like some State Farm ads. I've seen her in those. Apparently she's got a great shoe deal. I'm still waiting for ours, by the way. let's be honest. So if Brad and I got a shoe deal, it'd be like for flip-flops. And
yeah, it'd be slides.
And one of them would be broken, right? Oh, like the heel 100%. Would be coming off of it, right? But if we did do them, Brad, you and I would get the flip-flops that have the bottle opener on the bottom. You know what I'm talking about? Those are
multidimensional tools.
Nice. Those are nice because we are multidimensional tools. Sure. take the over here because Brad said it.
Caitlin Clark, Lundy is going to tail me on this with regularity because he needs to learn the WNBA.
Number three.
Numero tres here on the feed. 5 countdown. Let's go back to that Brewers-Cubs matchup. And I can't believe this is available at 17.5 thousand. And of course, I'm going to slam dunk the over on it. And that is on Freddy Peralta to go at least 6 strong against my Northsiders. An affordable juice, a little bit higher at a -130, but not obscenely priced there. Available at DraftKings Sportsbook. You know what? I'll sledgehammer this. You're going to see that on Live and Line today as well. I just don't understand this. Cubs are dead last in WRC Plus as weighted runs created over the last 2 weeks in baseball. They've only played in 33 in their last 13 games. So they have been just ice cold right now at the dish. Not put a whole lot of crooked numbers in the box score. A little bit better in WRC Plus on the road, but still well below the season average, according to all the teams in Major League Baseball. They're number 21 in that category. Look at Peralta. Not the greatest. 4.24 home ERA this season, but he's got an 11 flat. Let me repeat this. 11 flat, not K per nine. Strikeout to walk split at home this year inside Miller Park. So it doesn't walk a whole lot of guys. Misses bats frequently. He had over this number in 2 of his last 3 starts, as a matter of fact. So I tell you what, Lundy, early bonus time, bonus time. I'll fade the Cubs, too. I think Peralta gets the win in this game. So, you know, correlate, synergize, and bring it all together. If he's going to go 6 innings, knowing how stinky the Cubs are really offensively, and the pitching has been okay. Steele looked great yesterday, but didn't get the run support. I say Peralta gets a dub, and if you want to tail that, it's +145 at DraftKings. So, for the sake of fade or follow, good sir, over 17.5 outs for Freddie P against my no good and miserable Chicago Cubs. -130 at DraftKings. What do you got?
Well, I'll follow on the outs prop. Frankly, I like Milwaukee on the run line for this evening. I think you could bounce them at the -1.5, to be honest. I just think the Cubs are in a bad place.
Why don't you just take Peralta to get the W?
You can.
You can do
all kinds of crap. Quit telling me what to do. Look, I just think you can play this game in a lot of different ways because I think Peralta will get the job done. I don't think that the Cubs can. Now, every now and then, Chicago will jump up and bite you in the butt from a betting standpoint, but I don't think against Peralta that's going to be the case. I think they probably pick one up in Milwaukee here at some point. You know, might be September. But they'll eventually pick one up here and the Cubs will get back on track. But I will tell you, for purposes of this one, like the outs, like the dub, I'd follow on both.
A little side wager. I think Chorizo is going to win back-to-back sausage races. That's how I'm handicapping the 6th inning and that wonderful exercise they conduct in Miller Park every single home game. If you want additional side action, maybe in some other sports, go to thegamingjuice.com right now. It's absolutely free. You got no sticking excuse. Lundy's got his NHL content and picks there. I'm rolling out daily MLB stuff. Along with the NBA, got some action. We're going to have some action as well in Game 4 between the Mavericks and Timberwolves here momentarily. Ben Wittenstein, he's got his Caitlin Clark bet posted. Nate Jacobson's post stuff of the PGA, the Triple Crown and horse racing as well. Joe Lago, the seed writer of the site, he is rolling out boxing content frequently. We're covering the smorgasbord of sports betting, so click Converse and cash, .. Maybe go to thegamingjuice.com right now. It's free, baby.
Number two.
Numero dos here on the Fade 5 podcast. Lundy, I'm going to jog your memory. Last year.
Well, that's a bad idea.
You have fond memories of this strategy, the Kodai Senga special. Of course, he was with the New York Mets on the bump. He's been battling through shoulder issues this year. Had another setback. We don't know if we're going to see him at all this season at this juncture. So I'm taking that same strategy, which is tailing the same pitcher in incongruent markets, over on strikeouts and over on walks. Put those hands together. It's a related, unrelated strategy, and that really helps boost the juice. when you have a matchup that is attractive. So I'm going to apply that now to the Grayson game plan, I'm calling it, because I've been doing this frequently this season. I've been cashing in here of late, and I'm going to apply it again today on the SGP with Grayson Rodriguez of the Baltimore Orioles. Five or more strikeouts, two or more walks, taking on the representatives of Beantown and the Red Sox, plus 104 there. Little baby seduced by the juice at DraftKings Sportsbook. Why do I think this is going to cash? Boston has one of the highest K rates in the bigs this entire season, and that has been consistent here last couple of weeks. Number nine in strikeout rate, 23.8% of their plate appearances. They're not walking as much here of late. At number 22 in base on balls percentage, earn that free pass just 7% of the time. But here's the kicker. Grayson Rodriguez on the year, 10.20 K per nine. Again, I think five strikeouts is nearly the L word, nearly the G word. I'm not going to say it and curse myself, but I think he's going to get there. But on top of that, he's got a 4.00 base on balls per nine. And he already faced Boston this year back on April 16th, Lundy. What do you have in that game? Five strikeouts and two walks. It's exactly what I need. In fact, he said both these thresholds in a start, 5 of 8 rotation turns on the season. So the Grayson game plan, SGP, five or more Ks, two or more walks against the Red Sox, plus 104 at DraftKings. Numero dos here with the Fade 5. Good, sir. Fade or follow.
Well, I like this one. I like where you're going opposite directions on the overall play, right? You're talking about Ks, but you're also talking about walks. Folks, there's plenty of pitchers in the MLB that will do this to you. They're going to give up some free passes. It's just going to happen, especially if you pay attention to who they're going up against, right? Like, for example, you're pretty much guaranteed Aaron Judge is going to walk at least once. Sometimes the same thing with Juan Soto. You can pay attention to those kinds of matchups when it comes to the Yankees. Find the opposing pitcher, look for the walks, and then figure out whether it's somebody that is going to get the swings and misses or is taking on somebody that does do a lot of swings and misses. Boston is one of those. The Rockies are another one. There are plenty of teams that do swing and miss frequently, and you can pair these together. So good play here. Keep this one handy, folks. My guess is you're going to want to play it a few times this season.
Oh, fall in love, folks, with the Grayson game plan.
Number one.
Numero uno here on the Fade 5 countdown. Let's go to elimination game. And I think Dallas is probably going to close this sucker out. But here's how I'm playing it. In game four of this SGP between the Mavs and T-Wolves. Leg numero uno, give me Luka, 30 or more points. Leg numero dos, give me Kyrie, 20 or more points. And leg numero tres, let's go with Minnesota. The unrelated related strategy really boosts the juice on the alt line. Jacket way up to plus 12 and a half, and you get that at plus 180. Yeah, work those shoulders, roll them all day long. Available there at BetMGM. Lundy, looking at Luka specifically, he's averaging 32.7 points per game in this series. He's gone over this. World TVs in every single matchup, a guy that's shooting 40.6% from threes, jacking 23 shots per game. Look at the T-Wolves. Their defense has come unhinged. 1.099 points per possession they are allowing now over the entirety of the postseason. Much of that damage being inflicted by the Mavs in this series. So I think Luka's going to get to 30 yet again. As far as Kyrie getting to 20, he has done this several times, right around 67% of the time. As a matter of fact, here in the NBA postseason, he's averaging 27.7 points per game in this series, shooting a blistering 52.5% overall, including 42.8% from way downtown. So I think Kyrie will get at least a 2-0 in the box score. And then Minnesota, I think they'll keep this close. Backs, of course, firmly pressed against the wall. They have lost games in this series by 3, 1, and 9 points. I don't think they're going to get blown out. They have covered the standard spread on the road in 6 of their last 10 games. I think the trend will be thy friend in this instance, and the third leg hit. So to recap on the SGP game four of the Western Conference Finals, Luka, 30 or more points, Kyrie, 20 or more points, and the T-Wolves on the alt spread, plus 12.5, plus 180 at BetMGM, my number one play of the day, Lundy. Fade or follow.
If there is going to be a leg that screws you, Brad, it's going to be Minnesota plus 12 and a half. And the reason
I really believe that. Okay.
Yes. If there's going to be a leg that screws you, I think it's going to be that one. And the reason why is because if this thing is even remotely close to double digits, Dallas is going to feast on that home crowd and on the noise that's going to be happening, because the fans are going to see it coming, another trip to the finals, and they are going to lay into Minnesota and make a statement. I truly believe that. So if there's one that's going to screw you, because look, the only way that I can explain it is that the T-Wolves are playing as though the semifinals was their Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Like, oh, we got to beat the defending champs. We got to beat the defending champs. And then they did it. And I think they thought they were going to coast against Dallas. And, you know, for all of the smack talking and for all of the stuff that Ant did, holy cow, did he shut the bleep up really quick.
Yep. Yes, he did.
And I'm actually hoping, because I like watching Anthony Edwards play. Okay. He's a good player. He's fun. He's dynamic. He's athletic. But I hope that maybe he's grown up a little bit in the last 6 days and recognized that running your mouth in the semis is probably not a good idea. Because I think what Luka and Kyrie are doing is really impressive. And I, you know, it's fun to watch. I like Luka. So put all of that together. If this game is hovering around double digits with, say, 4 minutes to go, 5 minutes to go, it might be one where Dallas just says, okay, we're just going to put our foot on your neck. So if there is a leg, I know they have kept games close, but if there's a leg that's going to hose you, it's going to be the 12 and a half.
Well, I'm loving the dynamic duo tonight in terms of what they contribute on points. And Minnesota, play with some damn pride, please. And keep
I would hope so.
Close.
I would hope so. I'm just, like I said, I'm just saying it from the vantage point of having watched Ant through that 7-game series against the Nuggets, that, man, just it's okay to be cocky, but be careful, because now you're looking really stupid. And he is literally a deer in the headlights right now. He has lost against this Dallas team. So I just throw those out there as something to think about. You know, do I think they can keep it close? Yes. But I also think Dallas knows they can just knock them right out of the way, get a few days off, just like Boston is, and take advantage of it.
All right, let's add our own idiocy. It's bonus time! Bonus time! Lundy, you got the full spread of sports to wager on, and you have the floor. Please serve our audience.
Well, if you recall, back before the series started, I gave everybody a plus 165 series prop between the Rangers and the Panthers and said that there were at least two games that go to overtime. Well, guess what? That's already cashed. Because we need that. So that's a nice little payday. I only did a half unit bet on it because I was waiting to see exactly what would happen, but it's already cashed. But tonight, plus 310 for the Rangers and the Panthers to go to overtime again. Folks, in the last five games of the Eastern and Western Conference Finals, I'm talking about the East and the West, in the last five games, three of them have gone to overtime, including one that went to double OT. So I like it for tonight at plus 310. And by the way, tomorrow night in Edmonton, do the same thing, plus 320. You only need to throw a half unit bet on it. I'm not telling you to go crazy, but when we get down to the final teams, in particular in the East and the Western Conference Finals, it is not unusual to see the overtimes. That is why I loved that play back before the series started. We've already cashed it. I think there's a really good chance that this one goes to overtime again tonight. Like I said, plus 310. I already gave you Sam Bennett, who I think will jump in. Let's go over to the MLB and get a handful of plays in. First and foremost, if you're catching this pod early, we got a doubleheader today.
Yes.
Between the Dodgers and the Mets because of the rain out yesterday. I'm just going to give you a simple two-legger. I like the Dodgers to sweep today. I like them to win game one. I like them to win game two. I think they've got a good matchup pitching-wise in both of them. And if that happens, that is a sexy plus 164.
Woo!
Kings today, again, for the Dodgers to sweep game one and game two. Yes, they're on the road, which I know sometimes I talk about that it makes me nervous when somebody's on the road, but I do believe that the Dodgers will get it done in both contests today. And again, it's a plus 164. Simple two-legger for you. I already told you that I like Milwaukee on the run line. Frankly, I also like Toronto on the run line, taking the White Sox on the south side today. But if I remove the run line and just take the Jays and the Brew Crew to win, that's plus 131. nice and simple. Like, take away the run line part of it. Just all I need is for the Blue Jays to win, and I need Milwaukee to wind up winning. And if those two things happen, it's plus 131 over at DraftKings. That's a pretty nice payday for a simple two-legger on the money line. And then finally, let me talk about Yordan Alvarez and his total base prop for today. It is minus 105 over at DraftKings. But as he gets ready to take on Seattle, 5-for-12 is his lifetime batting average as he goes up against, why am I drawing a blank? Luis Castillo. Thank you. Yep. As he goes up against Castillo, he's 5-for-12 lifetime. But of those five hits, three of them are home runs. So it gives him a 1250 OPS, a 417 lifetime average. So I know it's only 12 at bats, but when 60% of your contact went over the wall, yeah, I'll take the idea of his total bags over at DraftKings at a minus 105. I'll post some other stuff up for you on the spreadsheet throughout the afternoon, but for now, I yield the floor to the fine gentleman who apparently got the memo that we were supposed to wear red. It's Brad Evans from Illinois.
Yeah, because we're always in debt, my friend. It's only appropriate. Let's go to the Team Huevos Parlay Play of the Day here on the Diamond. On this SGP, come with me if you are buying what I am selling. Lake numero uno, give me the Buccos and the Tigers under on the all total 10.5. Lake numero dos, give me the Tigers to win that game on the money line. Lake numero tres, Tariq Skubal, Skubal, Skubal-Doo. Where are you? Well, he's putting up stupid numbers in the box score when it comes to strikeouts. I need six or more. And then Jared Jones, I need five or more Ks for Pittsburgh. So uno, dos, tres, cuatro, mi amigos. All four of those legs hit. A cool plus 166 built there at DraftKings Sportsbook. A little bit of background on each of these legs. Skubal should be able to get there. I think he's done this in all but like one or two starts this year. Pittsburgh has the second highest K rate in the bigs last couple of weeks. They're striking out 26.6% of the time. They have the fourth highest K rate on the road. Skubal's going to miss a ton of bats in this particular contest, so he'll strike out at least a half dozen. Jaron Jones has done this numerous times this season. I know Detroit's only number 22 in K rate, but again, Jones has done this the majority of the time this year. He's got electric stuff, and the Tigers have never seen it before, so I think they're going to strike out on that all total of five or more Ks. Meanwhile, the alt under total of 10.5, great pitching matchup. I don't think there's going to be a whole lot of guys slamming the foot on home plate. I know you look at Detroit, number 11 in WRC Plus the last couple of weeks. Pittsburgh, middling number 16 in that category. But this game, I think at worst, it's got like 5-4 written all over it. That's 9. Last rudimentary math course that I took, well south of the 10.5 that is needed here in the end. And then Detroit, I think, is going to win this game as well. You look at the over-under, actually, both these teams are really crushed the overs here of late. 15-5 combined their last 10 games. But again, given the pitching matchup, I think it's going to be nip and tuck. Hopefully the bullpen will hold. The Tigers will get maybe 3-4 runs on the board against Jared Jones, and that'll be enough with their ace on the bump in Skubal, who I think is going to work extra deep in this game. He could go 7 strong, and hopefully the pen comes in and shuts him down. So to recap on the SGP, Pittsburgh, Detroit, under on the all total 10.5. Tigers on the money line. Skubal, 6 or more Ks. Jones, 5 or more Ks. Plus 166 at DraftKings Sportsbook. Elsewhere, bonus time. Lundy at Cole Reagan's of the Kansas City Royals. I love the over on his 17.5 outs. Now, if you want to bet that individually, it's a little bit juicy at DraftKings at a minus 145. So some, you know, find something to pair with, maybe a Judge hit, as I discussed, or a Goldschmidt hit, or maybe just fade the White Sox and take Toronto on the money line to reduce the juice and get then seduced by that juice. Reagan's already faced the Twins this year. First start of the season, went 6 strong. That's a cash on the over 17.5 outs. In fact, he has done this in 5 straight freaking games. He typically works deep in a contest. And you look at Minnesota, a team that draw a whole lot of walks. In fact, they are dead last against LHPs. And based on balls percentage, that should suppress
the overall pitch count. Even if he piles up the punch outs, I think he goes at least six strong. So love the over on 17.5 outs. Minus 145, bet individually. But again, slap or something else and get it at low plus money or close to low minus odds as you can. Elsewhere, Brian Bello, give me the over 1.5 based on balls against Baltimore. And the Orioles to win. So you put that SGP together on those two legs. Over 1.5 walks for Bello and the O's to get the victory. Plus 124 there at DraftKings Sportsbook. Baltimore was number 13 based on balls rate here last couple of weeks at 8% of the plate appearances. He already saw this team and he issued not one, but two free passes and has done the two or more free passes in five of his last six games. Baltimore, too, has won six of their last 10 overall. I think they will take care of business behind Grayson Rodriguez. Again, that Grayson game plan, I guess, got a cash as well. But circling down two legs, focusing on Bello, over 1.5 walks, and the O's to get the win, plus 124 there. And last one for you, Lundy, and another SGP. That's a happy SGP day for me. I know Ron Acuña is out for the year, pouring out. It's incredibly depressing and disappointing. He's going to miss the season with that torn ACL. But baseball continues. And I know the Braves are battered and bruised. They're missing Spencer Strider for the year as well. They're ace on the bump. But I think they get the win today against Washington. So on this three-legger, give me the Braves on the money line. Give me Matt Olson to get a hit. And then give me the Nats under 5.5 runs against Max Fried, plus 110. Not the greatest juice, but we need a winner on that three-legger. I know Atlanta has lost six of the last 10. I know they're a mediocre number 15 WRC plus the last two, but Washington's number 25 in WRC plus the last two. And Max Fried's on the bump, and he is working games deep right now. Has been nearly untouchable. So I think they're going to get the victory. Meanwhile, Matt Olson's going to be facing Jake Irvin, a guy that he is 1-for-2 lifetime against. He is the second best rating on the hyphen at batter's hyphen box today. I think he gets a hit, which he has done quite often here of late, one of the hotter hitters on this club. So he will split a gap. And then Washington under 5.5 runs. They've done that in 9 of their last 12 games. They can't score. They're one of the worst offenses in baseball. So to recap, Atlanta, money line, Olson hit, Washington under 5.5 runs, plus 110. Built that sucker at DraftKings. I think it's the same odds as well at BetMGM. All right, we out of breath and out of time here on the Feed 5 Podcast. Do us a favor, would you kindly drop us a rating and a review at your convenience. Also, fade or follow us on the X. Lundy's always giving it to you at Nate Lundy. I am giving it to you at Noisy Huevos. Go to thegamingjuice.com right now, you jackals, and sign up for a free account. Read all of our awesome daily content that we're cranking out across the spectrum of sports betting. And as always, until next time, feed or follow, that is up to you.